Goony Goo Goos.
Oh, now stupid. Kevin.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the podcasters. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the Trending Topics Network and or any and all contributors to this site. All beer inside also contains foul language and is generally for adults. So if you don't like anything we have to say, then kindly go fuck yourself with a bag of dicks.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to All Beer Inside, episode 9.
Why is there a fucking fly? Fuck you, fuck! I don't like flies, sorry, go ahead.
Most enthusiastic.
Wow! Alright, episode 9. So limited battle this evening.
It's October, where is there a fly in my house?
As per usual, we have Mr. Old School, or the Mountie.
Yeah, no, but you notice you smell it when he starts talking? It's his breath. It's his breath that smells like country shit.
You fucking ripped off somebody.
I don't know what the fuck it was.
You tossed some serious salad right now.
But I've never smelled that. I don't know whose ass you're eating.
Maybe I suddenly got halitosis.
I don't know whose ass you're eating, but it fucking reeks of country ass.
All right. And Mr. C Money.
Could it be feet?
No,
because you only smell it when he talks. So, whenever he talks, it smells like shit.
Punch you in the face.
It might be the first beer. It smells like a shoe. Smell that first beer again. It smells like shoe.
All right.
Enough to do the whole thing. We'll see.
But it's either a combination of his breath and the beer.
Sure.
Or it's just the...
Maybe he poured the beer into his shoe
and poured it back out.
And drank it.
And then drank it.
Exactly.
So all this evening's beers are from Lagavulin Brasserie Artisanal.
Way to say who's on the panel tonight. Yeah.
I already said it, and then he goes, shit.
What are you going to do every time you talk? It smells like shit.
Shit. All right. Like I said, the Mountie and Sea Money, those are cocksuckers. First beer this evening, Après Santé.
Translate, American audience.
Do you know the word? Because I don't.
Après Santé.
All right.
It's got a green label.
So, but more seriously,
and it smells like a fucking boot, a country boot.
Let me smell the bottle when you're done.
That's what it is. It's the bottle. No.
No.
Fuck. Where's that smell coming from?
Sorry, shit breath.
But here's the thing: the second you showed up, flies started coming out.
Oh God.
Fly was in your house.
Wasn't in my house before. Is now. What happened?
He's like. What's that fucking guy from Peanuts?
Yeah, fucking shit.
Shit Run.
Shit Run, yeah. That's it. Little Shit Run. Snoopy and Shit Run.
That's the Verdun Shit Run.
Verdun Shit Run. All right.
So, description. The Absinthe is a wheat beer made with organic chamomile.
Smells like shit.
It's veil and subtle... Esther's Blossom reveal flowery and fruity notes brought by chamomile. It's a 5% beer.
Let's do it.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Beer number one.
Smell is weird, though. I agree with that.
It's, oh, no. Oh, not good. No.
It's like that water beer again. It's like...
Are you sure they're not just giving... Remember last time?
They're giving tap water with fucking
They're giving
cover.
You fucking tap water.
Well, they gave Phil tap water.
Chamomile tap water.
I don't even taste the chamomile. Or the wheat.
I smell the ass. Definite ass smell.
You sure you just haven't fucking pissed off somebody at this place and you're just literally shitting in your...
I guarantee you...
The place was full today.
He fucked somebody's sister. He fucked one of their sisters and he bragged about it and it got back to somebody.
It's not the worst beer we've had, by far.
No, we've had much
But it's
worse.
So, like...
It's
You taste water throughout the
beer. It's like below average.
When you're smelling 70 shoe, and then you're drinking water. It's like a sour gummy that was left for a month in the bottle.
And it just liquidated into this.
This fucking ass.
All right. I'll wait for you guys to drink a little more.
Well, I can give my thing. I'm just not...
I want an aftertaste. This is terrible. It's
barely even an aftertaste. I don't have it. All right, C-Money out of 5. What do you give this one?
I'm going to give this 1.5.
No, I'm not finishing this. It's terrible.
Any beer that, A, I struggle to finish, and B, fucking flies.
What's with the flies?
Fucking flies. Just
why are 15 flies in this fucking house all of a sudden?
No.
I mean, I don't mean to point fingers. I'm just saying.
Not my listeners. My fingers being pointed at.
I'm just saying. Okay, here's the thing. No more shit breath, right? It's because you drank the beer. The alcohol in the beer killed the shit. It was the breath.
Oh, God.
With flies.
With flies. What if flies come out of his mouth?
I won't be getting a full-time job because I'll be going to jail for murder.
But I don't smell shit anymore.
All right. So C-Money, 1.5. Nothing too impressive.
No, not
anymore. I'm also 1.5. Mr. Old School?
Zero.
I think that's the worst. Oh, no. We've done minus scores before.
Yeah, we've done minus score. All right. All the beers from this evening are from Lagavir.
So far, Lagavir.
So far, Lagavir.
Lagavir is French for
lacking beer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
Lagavir is lacking beer.
Lacking beer.
Number two is Bomb Ale, the legend.
I have a feeling that this ale
is gonna bomb.
Are you a seasoned seafarer looking for a beer with sturdy sea legs?
Are you a shit mouth?
Do flies come out of your
mouth? Do flies come out of your mouth when you talk?
Oh, God.
No, I smell it again.
Whether you're a captain of a British Royal Navy fleet, longboat, or pedal boat.
It's him.
Can you stop? This is a beer made to weather the journey.
Let's spray one.
But more seriously, dressed in hues of red, the Bomb Ale features notes of caramel.
No, it's the breath. It's distinctively.
From its relatively dry body emerges a trio of Chinook, Citra, and Centennial hops.
Aboard, let's go.
That reveals fruity notes and robust bitterness. It is a strong beer at 6% IPA.
This is a strong beer?
An IPA.
It's considered a strong beer.
How much was it?
Anything above 5 is considered. Anything above 5.5 is a strong
beer.
There's
that flight, yeah.
6%.
Right in front of you.
Fucking.
You can smell the fruitiness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The citrus you can smell big time.
La, 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 la.
I don't smell the caramel, though.
I taste the caramel.
I think I got this backwards.
Is it the same fly or is it another fly?
Well, no, it's the same one, but...
I went wrong here. This is the Tamayer, actually.
Here it is.
The one we're having right now is Tamayer.
Tamayer.
Until we get rid of the beer.
Citra and El Dorado hops in a soft, dry, and refreshing body savor an exotic fruit and exquisite citrus flavors. Yeah, that's this one. This is
7%. I was going to say.
It's Tamayer, so you're better.
The aftertaste is horrible.
Yep.
Oh, it starts off good, though.
Yeah,
it's got a nice start to it, but then the moment I start to really think about it, it reminds me of the old school days of fucking Boomerang.
Yes.
Like citrus fruity beer.
That's a wicked aftertaste. Oh, my God.
I think C-Money needs to go back to being on beer.
That was the only time we had good beer.
Mm-hmm.
No, the maple beers. Second episode.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, maple beers were pretty decent.
Yeah.
Sounds so fucking Canadian, it's so bad.
The moose beers, eh?
I don't know, it's better than the first beer, that's for sure.
Better when you get it from the Eagle, right? Let's go play some hockey.
Heavy Set's Canadian impression is scarily... It's scary.
It's very...
Scarily scary.
But it's like, very prairies.
Prairies, right?
Yeah, super prairies.
It's like when we talk about Americans, it's really down south.
Yeah, where it's like,
American.
No, he's got the Calgary accent there. A boot.
Is that Calgary?
No. Boot.
I thought that would have been more like...
It's more Manitoba.
Maybe like a Timmins, Ontario.
You just learned about Timmins like fucking a month ago. And
I know about
Timmins. Like 3 times.
I've said it never.
You said it like 3 times.
I've never said it.
Timmins is on
Timmins, Ontario. Timmins, Ontario. I drive to Toronto and Timmins is on the way. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, I figured I could away with it.
Fucking not even close.
Nobody's going to catch that.
At least pick a place where nobody goes. Fucking Ontario is the province
gonna catch
next
that.
Door where most of our English...
I figured I'd throw a little bullshit ball there.
Nope.
Didn't pass.
So,
So. All right, old school for Tame Air, what do you give it?
Zero.
Another zero. Is it because of the aftertaste?
Yes, the aftertaste is makes it a -5.
It's an IPA, so it's going to have that bitterness kick.
One.
I'm actually a 2.25. I like IPAs, so.
So it's an acquired taste, these IPA things.
IPAs are generally acquired taste.
These IPA things are...
And apparently, according to one of our previous episodes, it's psychopaths who enjoy them. So I'd already talked about the bomb ale. This is the one we're trying.
Fuck it, I'm not drinking this. Do you drink it?
Such a waste.
I don't care, man. It's shit.
All right, bomb ale.
Bomb ale, here we go.
Cheers.
Yeah.
So this is the one with the caramel. The notes of caramel.
That's the worst thing you can do. Are you trying to get rid of the other taste?
Yeah.
Can't smell anything.
Holy Christ, how did it get such a bad aftertaste?
It's another IPA.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I have carp mouth.
Oh, God. No. I'm not even... No. You only get one sip. I don't care. I know there's a golden... Oh, it gets worse. It's getting worse.
It's so bad, dude.
That's the worst beer I've ever drank.
How is the aftertaste this bad?
It's water. It's absolute water. It's mop water.
You're getting mop water from Verdun.
Mop water IPA.
Mop water.
That's the worst beer I've ever drank in my life.
I've had worse.
Oh,
Carly, Wildcat.
I'm not drinking that. Two glasses of beer. Won't drink it.
Yeah, the aftertaste is a little rough on this one.
I'm not Christ. I don't, no, this,
I'm with old school Matt. I can't drink that one.
That's pretty imagine, good. Carp's not drinking it.
That's a big
Carp
deal.
Would drink... Dirt off somebody's shoe.
Dude, his breath tastes like, you smells like shit.
He would literally eat shit and he won't drink that.
I hate you both so much. I wish you only the worst. All right, I'm giving it a 0.5.
I'm giving it a -7.
No, -8.
You just had to outdo me. Fuck you.
All right, and the final one is from a brown ale. Ordre des Toasts.
Toast?
Toasts.
I like brown people.
No, you don't. We've proven that on multiple episodes.
Didn't say black, I said brown.
we'll see later on.
No.
I'm good at getting it out of them.
The Ordre des Toasts.
I love everybody equally.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No. Draws its name from a blend of Belgian and English malts that offers that unique taste of toast with the soft bitterness.
Toast.
The unique taste of toast.
That's what it says.
Toast, it's so unique.
With the soft bitterness.
Nobody's ever had toast
that gives
before.
Center stage to the voluptuous flavors.
You know what would really go good at this five-star restaurant?
Toast.
All right, last beer of the evening. Let's hope
there's
at least some saving grace for one
Come
of
them.
Save it.
Dark beer for
Come on, toast.
I like
when
the smell.
When a dark beer is see-through, that's not a good sign.
Not that see-through.
Smells pretty good.
Smells good.
The smell is nice, you're right.
Oh, I like that.
That's decent.
That's
it. Starts off a little eh, but then it actually gets better.
This has a bit of coffee to it, right?
Yeah.
You can taste it.
Yeah. It gets better.
Oh, it'll put hair on your nuts, but it tastes good.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I need.
TMI.
I like this beer. All right. Mr. Old School.
2.2.
See money?
Oh, I thought it was much better than that, but...
I can't get over the initial bitterness.
A good 3.5.
Yeah, I'm at 3.25.
Are you a big coffee drinker?
I'm not a big coffee drinker. I'm big on strong beer.
Okay.
Because it's got flavor, it's got impact.
Yeah.
The weaker the beer, the worse. Like, that's
this
why
is only 5%.
No, but it's the flavor behind it.
Yeah.
It, like, for example, you give me Coors Light, I want to shit in your face. You give me... Like,
yeah, but something like Coors Light
garbage beer.
Is a softball. Like, it's our softball beer.
No, it shouldn't be.
I really like that one.
It could be just I don't drink enough beer.
Well, you think the best stout in the world is Guinness, and guess what? It's not. Sorry to tell you.
Still pretty fucking tasty. I'm a Guinness fan.
Tasty, yes, but it's not the best Guinness.
Does it smell like shit?
It's not the best Guinness out there? Is that what you just said?
It's not the best stout out there.
Guinness is not the best Guinness out there.
It's not the best Guinness. There are better Guinnesses better than Guinness.
Like, Murphy's isn't bad. Murphy's Irish Stout's not bad.
Odor.
last time it was...
That's because he couldn't say something. And then Odor. I don't know what Odor
was. Yeah, you went Odor.
Yeah, what are you guys drinking this evening?
C-Money, what are you drinking this evening?
We went with a little Amber Dos Equis, the Mexican style.
Mr. Old School?
No, the classic brewed in Ontario, but out of way of Ireland, Guinness.
What was the last time you were like, oh, this is brewed in the UK? It's like Ontario?
No, I said I thought it was brewed in Ireland,
but it was
brewed in England. Chocolate
yeah.
stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I fucked up.
And now, are you actually going to do the proper thing with the Guinness and pour it in a glass, or are you going to drink it out of the can just to piss me off?
For those who are playing the home game, I just opened the can and it sprayed violently in Kirk's face. Sorry.
You know what we need to do? We need to invite people onto the podcast.
Well,
we can get Skype callers, but we need the
we'd have
Phil's
to do
mixer.
The headset mixer
yeah.
and all that.
Phil,
but,
stop doing whatever the fuck you're doing and become useful.
Well, he's getting all fancy and doing a wine and cheese tasting to see.
Yeah, but did you see his photos? It's fucking pumpkins and pigs.
Well,
he's like, I'm going to wine and cheese, and there's 8 photos of pumpkins and 2 photos of pigs.
And he's actually doing a beer tasting out there, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
False advertising, asshole. I know you listen. Fuck you.
I mean, Mr. Diamond should be back next episode. He's,
yeah, what the? What's he doing? Getting divorced?
Can't, well, yes.
Fuck.
That's because his ex-wife-to-be is a cunt.
God, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, he's at the campground? Is that
he's
it?
At the campground. And he's actually...
He was good. He was good when he was
He's on. Dating somebody now, so...
Ooh, good.
All right. So a Baltimore-based brewery has created a beer influenced by Kanye West. Hey, let me ask you something.
I'll let you finish.
Actually, let me ask you...
I just got that.
You just got that. Yeah.
Let me ask you 2 things. Do you like craft beer? Do you like Kanye West?
I'm a fan of both.
So, if
now,
you...
hold on. Do you like Kanye West's music? Or do you like Kanye West as a person?
Just says, do you like Kanye
West? I like Kanye West as a music.
This article is coming
out. So Kanye West isn't a music, he's a musician.
I like Kanye West.
I consider him as like a musical entity.
All right.
He would like that, actually.
Yeah.
He would like that.
But as a human being, giant bag of dog shit.
Probably because he's black, but just
yeah,
go ahead. Anyways.
If you answered yes to both of them.
Really? Are we doing this again?
It's not me.
It's
going
to have to be an entire episode.
I try to filter it out.
I think on the
10-year
anniversary, we're going to have
You're going to have a racist special.
It's old school racist.
A special.
Just see money and old school going at it about why
am
black
I racist?
Matter.
Yeah.
Well, according to South Park and Cartman, token laughs matter. If you answered yes to both of those questions...
Oh, because he's a token black guy, okay.
Then I have some fantastic news for you. Stillwater Artisanal, a brewery based in Baltimore, Maryland, now have a beer named after West. The beer, I Miss the Old Kanye...
That's awesome.
...is an 8% strength Imperial Porter, meaning that just like Yeezy, it's not messing around. Will leave a lasting impact on you and has the ability to give you a person...
To give a person
a heck of a headache, a couple... I miss the old Kanye's, and he'll be dropping a few confused huhs. I guess he says huh in this very special.
It's weird. He's actually reading it properly.
Yeah, I don't like this.
You know what I guarantee he's read this.
According to
he's you spent a day.
You're not there with
an
fucking,
entire day. He's at work.
Speak and spell.
Yeah.
And you're learning how to say
phonetically. He's got the braille shit. He's fucking...
He's hooked on phonics, and he's going to
read. He's doing braille hooked on phonics. Right.
So,
is there braille hooked on phonics?
No carb left.
What if you can't read
and
you're
still early?
Yeah.
It's braille hooked on phonics.
But how do you learn to read?
That's a good question. What if you're braille, right?
Braille is for the blind.
But braille is reading.
So it's, but don't they have a hooked on phonics version?
You don't put your finger on the bumps and speak.
Yeah. You put your bumps and it spells letters.
No, but if you don't know what it is, and you're a dumbass, like, you
well, if you don't know
phonics,
what it is...
Well, someone's gonna teach
I can't
you
picture
what
reading
is.
Braille being fucking easy in any way, especially if you've had sight and then you lose it.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's no Braille hooked on phonics?
Probably not.
But
it has to be taught to you.
What's the point? Like, how do you... Braille is its own thing. You're
I
not...
think it talks when you move the finger.
No, but hooked on phonics uses...
Braille doesn't talk.
No, the Braille hooked on phonics will talk to you.
So you're saying you're going to feel the letter, and
go,
then it's going to be like, dog.
Dog.
But what's the point then? Just put your finger
dog.
On the button and let it...
Like,
no, but I think
dog.
To...
Dog.
I think it means to initially learn Braille.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make sense. It's based on multiple bumps.
Yeah, but...
By the time you touch the fucking bumps, it's already telling you what it is. You haven't even had the chance to feel the fucking thing.
Yeah, but if you're learning Braille, like I was saying, you had sight, you lost it, you had to learn Braille.
And you've gotten hit in the head with a few too many paint cans.
So what do you need Braille for?
Yeah.
If you want, you're blind at that point.
I like toast, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. He likes that beer,
likes
the
that
toast
beer. Toast beer.
All right. So according to Steel...
Now there we go. That's it. Yes, he's back.
Guess who's back?
He's back.
Back again. Carp is
back. Tell some friends.
According to Stillwater, I Miss the Old Kanye is made up of 23 flavors.
He's getting sued.
The tagline for the beer reads, I've been afflicted by not one, not two, but all 23 flavors. I'm always one of a kind. Ingredients include juniper, prunes, plums, star anise...
Star anise.
It's totally chocolate.
Plums
that's
and star.
28. Star anise.
I almost
star anise. Plums and star anise.
Cloves and Brettanomyces.
I'm sorry, can I read that word? Because I guarantee...
The word after cloves and Brettanomyces.
Where are you on the...
Third paragraph. Cloves and...
Yeah, I got a... okay, hold on. Yeah, Brettanomyces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Success!
Success.
Wow.
We aren't sure if they will be serving any I Miss the Old Kanye beers at his Pablo Papa. A Yeezy has never been able to turn down a Fru Bruce. It says Fru.
Fru. Spell Fru.
F-R-E-W. Fru.
Fru.
Is that a few?
It's a... I guess it's...
A Fru Bruce. A Fru Bruce.
I guess it's rap terminology.
Wow.
And I'm the racist.
Yeah. So, the brewery has previously announced...
Announced.
Beers named after Drake, Hot Fine Blink.
Oh, boo.
And Kendrick Lamar's Money Trees, and the S is spelled with a dollar sign.
Oh, that's so gangster.
So...
It's like the rap music.
So... What would your hip-hop beer be?
Oh, hip-hop.
Oh, that's such a fucking
beer.
Sidebar question.
Listen to this. Listen to this Biggie beer. It's a big fucking bottle. It's got like a little chain.
Beer, is it like,
it's got little, it comes with like a mini
what
chain.
What type of beer is it?
It's a stout. It's a black, black porter stout.
Porters and stouts are two different beers.
It's a black stout.
Porter stout.
But
it
comes with a little, but it comes with a little chain. I want the mini chain. Biggie Brew.
Holy shit, sidebar question. I did not come prepared for that.
Just like we had our video game beers, which disappeared, I believe, because Kempo is fucking...
Oh, that episode was epic.
Labo.
All right, so...
You hit your...
Mine would be the Wu-Tang Ale.
See, I was going to do the Killer Bees, but that's why I knew you were going to drop that, so...
I mean, it's either the Wu-Tang Ale or the Method Man... I don't know letter N that starts with... Marzen. The Method Man Marzen. It's a golden ale, basically.
I like Biggie Bruce.
Biggie Bruce. You're going to have to give me a minute on that one to think. So
you got to go Jay-Z, New York.
I'm not the
biggest. You don't like Jay-Z?
I don't hate him.
H to the Izzo.
Yeah.
B to the Izzy.
I mean, he's like old school, maybe.
Wasn't
going
Hustlers. I was burping him.
Something.
I was birthing him. Is burping him? Is it burping him?
I think it's birthing him.
I was burping him. They're baby hustlers.
He was burping
him. Wasn't born hustlers. I was burping him.
I mean, who did we listen to back in the day?
Oh, Obie like, Trice.
DMX.
Real name, no gimmick.
We're going even further
the
back.
The Eminem White Ale.
Exactly.
The Eminem Wheat Beer.
Wheat Beer.
Made with Flint, Michigan water. You will die.
Fuck, that's a tough one, man. You think of all you're saying. Like, we did this with the drinking game last... Or the
we did it with video games.
No, we did video games, and it was with... So we did one with porn chicks or whatever, like the chick one. We did one with video games.
I know we did the video games.
And, but that was, like, alcoholic beverage. That was, like, tequila.
The video
stuff,
games
right?
was... I think the chicks were alcoholic beverages. I don't remember that. But the video game one, which we lost, was beer-based.
Okay, I got mine.
I love girls.
It's the hip hop Her hops hooray.
That's all right. Hooray. That's good.
All right.
There's so then,
Baby and, Bruce.
And then for your commercial, it's hip hop, hops hooray.
Oh. Just bitches everywhere.
Yeah. Sluts getting it on, like licking oh, each other's pussies.
Oh, oh, Jesus.
So this is an article I mentioned to Heavy Set during WrestleCast.
Well, you were supposed to get back to him and never did.
Yeah, well...
Fuck him. Sorry,
if
Abby.
If you were bashing Andy,
at least you don't got a small card
of his emails. So, want a 55% beer inside a taxidermied squirrel? This brewery has you covered. Here's what the beer looks like. It's inside a taxidermied squirrel.
Yeah, but the beer itself isn't touching the squirrel. It's
no.
just a fucking bottle.
No, no, it's a bottle inside
a hollowed out squirrel.
Yeah.
It is definitely an interesting gimmick.
So.
For this Americans or whatever.
There's some pretty funky laws still on.
There's enough squirrels in the fuck. There's like a billion.
If you're in Australia,
squirrels.
You're fucking a kangaroo somehow,
yeah.
so.
So there are some pretty funky laws.
Do we have Australian fans?
Probably GBL.
No,
or
New Zealand, yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, ANZ, man.
Yeah. There's some pretty fun. Fuck!
Pretty fucking fuck.
I just said it.
Arr.
I said it right first.
Fucking funk, fuck. All right. Fuck.
There are some pretty funky laws still on the books when it comes to what we imbibe.
Imbibe?
Imbibe?
Imbibe. What we imbibe.
You are literally the best host
I have
of all time. Where are you?
Imbibe. It's the first paragraph.
Imbibe.
Imbibe.
What do you say?
What will you be?
Pretty funky laws. There's a pretty one.
Imbibe.
One of those laws was repealed on August 31st, an Ohio mandate stating that beer brewers were not allowed to brew any beer over 12% alcohol by volume. So, roughly the same here.
All right.
Or ABV. This was a thorn in many brewers' side because beer potency is part of their creative freedom. After a successful campaign, the law is gone and brewers are free to make their beer as strong as they damn well please. Why? One brewer may have taken it a little far. You be the judge. So this is from the guys from BrewDog. BrewDog is celebrating the Ontario. The Ohio law's removal by brewing a 55% ABV Belgian style ale brewed with nettles and juniper. Pretty standard stuff so far. Sounds interesting, tasty, albeit probably a little too amped up on the alcohol, but hey, to each their own. The brew will be aptly titled The End of History, in honor of that silly Ohio law finally being stricken from the books. The beer will be bottled and presented in a taxidermied squirrel. Okay, we've read through BrewDog's site and found their reasoning behind the Twin Peaks level odd presentation. The bottles are at once beautiful and disturbing. They disrupt conventions and break taboos, just like the beer they hold within them. Okay, so it's probably a stunt to grab headlines like this. But when they're putting beer in a dead squirrel, shouldn't we oblige them? You could get your hands on the squirrel if you decide to be an equity punk investor by investing at BrewDog at the $20,000 level. Any takers? So you
That's
own
Canadian,
shares,
like
you own shares in a craft brewery company, and you get a 55% beer in a taxidermied squirrel. If you had obnoxious amount of funds, would you do it?
I would do it to buy you as a gift. I think that would be an ultimate birthday gift to you.
That'd be like a 40th birthday present
yeah.
beer.
I'd
yeah.
do it in a moose and fucking outpump him. Just like go one step further.
I've been looking to try and get him an
get
actual...
Get a keg and a moose.
That's what I'm saying. Keg and a moose.
Keg. Okay.
Keg.
Whoever mates this first, I want to cut. Keg and a moose.
Do
get,
it.
Get it done.
Whatever you have to do. And the antlers pour it.
One antler is the handle, and then one of the nostrils is the pour.
It comes
right out of the mouth.
Antler
has to pour.
I think a group of us have to get together and buy
a moose,
the Mountie, a taxidermy moose head.
A taxidermy
yeah,
moose
well,
head?
Like the trophy.
Would you put that on your wall?
I have to own a house and put it in the basement.
No, you could just put it.
Would
on.
You put it here?
It would be so out of place.
What opposed to what?
Yeah, your New York poster? Well, you're not from New York.
No, but that's
or your
not,
other New York City poster?
Yeah, no, it's I'm supposed to.
A lot of New York posters.
No,
wall.
It's like city life. I'm showing the city, living in the
so?
City.
You mix it up, city and
with
country.
A giant moose head. What the fuck?
I mean, you could just replace your diplomas and put the moose head there.
Fun fact, my networking diploma has a spelling error.
I've seen it before, too.
Didn't you call him out on it?
Yeah.
No, sure you were the second person to call me out on it. Sean's girlfriend, other Sean, Edmonton Sean, she looks at the thing. I've had it for 10 years, never noticed it. She's like, systems? Networking systems.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, how do I go? Can I go back now? I must be able to go back.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
That would be funny, though. You're looking for a new job, and they're like, can we see your diploma? And they look at it. Sorry. We're looking for a system administrator.
Not a system
administrator. You literally lose your job on the spot.
That'd be great.
You fall.
You do like an audit of diplomas, and I'm like, systems? You're fired.
So, C-Money, I believe you submitted this next article. I believe it was the world's first beer pipeline.
It's fucking a great, great idea.
So from CNN Money.
Beer pipeline?
Cheers! The world's first beer pipeline is now open.
Genius.
Wait till you hear what they did. It's
a beer pipeline
smart.
Sounds like an ale lover's wildest dream. I almost said wettest dream, which would also work.
Well, it's the same.
It's no longer a fantasy in the Belgian city of Bruges, where the world's first beer pipeline opened last week. That was actually mid-September. The two-mile pipe connects the Halfman Brewery in the city's historic center with a bottling plant in the suburbs. It's a practical solution to the logistics nightmare of having trucks thundering daily through the narrow, cobbled streets of a medieval town, the brewery said. The old town of Bruges is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Halfman is one of the fastest growing breweries in Belgium, and the traffic it was generating was becoming unsustainable.
For those listening, Carp just made a very happy face because he said a word right.
The pipeline means the brewery can stay in its current location within the town center, where it has been brewing beer for the past 500 years. The last beer tanker left the brewery last week, Halfman said. The brewery was partially financed by a crowdfunding campaign, so Indiegogo, Kickstarter, which raised more than 300,000 euros
That's mad money.
Of the 4 million needed. Halfman said it set a record for crowdfunding in Belgium. The pipeline is 3,276 meters long, 2 miles to America, and runs 34 meters, 111 feet, below the surface at its deepest point. It passes under the town's historic canals and ramparts. Roughly 4,000 liters of beer, enough to fill 12,000 bottles, flows through the pipeline in 1 hour.
Wow.
It is equipped with the latest technology to ensure the quality of the beer is maintained through its journey. It also has a cleaning and flushing system to keep the pipe clean. That's amazing. So they're saving a super old fucking city.
They're cutting back on all the emissions and shit from cars and traffic.
Make sure it's clean.
The beer is coming in to all the bars along that strip. Basically.
What impresses me...
Do they all tap in on that tap?
Apparently there's one of the main guys who works at the company. He has it going to his house. Like, there's his
sink. That's amazing.
And then his tap for beer.
That's sick.
From what I've heard.
Think about it. So you're downtown Montreal, and your fucking favorite beer is gone from whatever bar. You fucking just pull it from the pipeline. Beer pipeline.
Amazing.
Well, I know there's talks of Molson moving because the building, like the logistics with the building is just fucking them up. And there's going to be like hundreds of jobs lost, which sucks. And we're talking
where
about
the logistics is waterfront.
No, but...
Where are they
going
to go?
They're going to Ontario.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they're just sick of the language laws here, and they're going to be...
I don't think so, man. Molson's, like, entrenched.
Yeah, but Coors also owns a controlling interest in the brewery now.
But couldn't they just put money to, like, fix the building so it won't be a problem?
Well, I know they opened a new canning line about a decade ago, and now they're still talking about moving jobs out.
Wow.
So...
Fuck Molson.
That's Quebec for you.
Huh? People...
Molson's a good beer, too.
Okay.
Well, not...
Well, it depends which Molson beer.
Oh, no, sorry. Forget that. I was thinking about Labatt Waterfront. My bad.
Yeah, Labatt's not bad.
No, Molson's Waterfront.
Oh, no,
sorry,
yeah, it is
port.
Molson.
Yeah.
No, it's not the old port. It's further, much further.
It's Notre Dame.
It's East End.
Yeah. All right. So you guys want to talk about alcohol is the world's best antidepressant or a hangover-free alcohol?
Okay, first, we'll talk about both because we're not exactly a big group, but so do the one about... the depressant thing.
Most of this evening's articles are all from Uproxx because they're a great website for this.
There you go. Up
Rocks.
All right. Science becomes our enabler by proving that we drink because it makes us less sad. The idea that we drink to forget our sorrows is now apparently a scientifically proven fact.
I could have told you that.
Everyone who's ever enjoyed a glass of booze after a rough day knows the release that comes with every sip.
And the release that comes afterwards.
But it's still surprising to find out that your nightcap is just as therapeutic as taking antidepressants. Which goes a long way toward explaining why we always turn to it.
Hey, get shit-faced. Fuck drugs. Just get shit-faced.
The discovery comes from Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center's Wake Forest School of Medicine.
Not true.
So Wake Forest. Something tells me it's about Wake Forest. The study, which was published under the incredibly exciting name, FMRP, regulates an ethanol-dependent shift in GABA-BR function and expression.
Okay, what the fuck is going on?
Stop reading nonsense because nobody cares.
So basically, we drink to be happy or to be less sad. If you really want to get technical, the study, which used an animal model, found that a single dose of an intoxicating level of alcohol worked with the protein FMRP, which, interestingly enough, Jesus Christ, so many acronyms.
Was in Cincinnati.
Is associated with autism.
WKRP.
To transform an acid called GABA
Cincinnati.
From an inhibitor of neural activity into a stimulator of neural activity.
What the fuck is going on? Yeah, turn them off.
Yeah, so basically, the brain processes.
Shut the fuck up button.
So that said, that doesn't mean we don't still try to pass off our nightly beer as being scientifically proven fast-acting sorrow cure.
Does it create Does it release endorphins?
It
must.
It says alcohol worked with the protein FMRP, which interestingly enough is
Cincinnati.
To transform an acid called GABA from an inhibitor of neural activity
GABA acid
into a stimulator of neural activity. And those crazy biochemical brain changes weren't incredibly temporary either. They resulted in a non-depressive behavior for at least 24 hours, long after the buzz wore off. The study also found that alcohol followed the same biochemical pathway as antidepressants.
So here's the thing. The reason why I wanted to get into this. How can they say that's a fact when I've seen countless people as pissed off drunks, as fucking sad crying drunks,
as
murderous drunks, or
fucking angry fucking drunks.
That's what I'm saying. Like they're fucking.
I think it's a group study though. It's not every.
Well, Wake Forest can suck my balls. If
that's true. It does affect people. Like I get rambunctious and stupid and loud.
Sure.
Other people, we know friends who get violent.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, how is this going to tell me that you drink beer and it makes you happy? Like, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that do. It makes me happy.
I think they're trying to do a separation between shit based and just trying to, like, relax and have a couple. Like, if you had a long day and you go home and you have 3-4 beers, that's one thing. But if you go out and you get blackout drunk, there's a switch in the brain chemistry.
Yeah.
That's when you go fucking ape shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, to me, it's...
But it was only on animals, right? They haven't done it on people yet?
They did the test on an animal model, it says.
Well, animal models don't have fucking 3 kids and a cheating wife and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
An asshole boss.
He's got all these deadlines, fuck.
I do think, though, I find it is if...
Can you say that it is 100% something that makes you happy when drinking?
It relaxes me.
Yeah.
To you, yes. But in general, to the populace, is that the case?
I would say it is a social lubricant, if you will.
Here it comes again.
If you will.
Fuck me.
I think it's a great term. It is a great term.
And that's why it was hashtagged for the last episode.
For me, it is my social lubricant. I have anxiety issues. I am an introvert.
Self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed. Introvert. And after...
Self-diagnosed OCD, self-diagnosed this, self-diagnosed that. Go see a fucking psychologist.
I'm telling you, I'm all over. I check. I went
you
on...
Have,
I,
you have insurance.
WebMD. WebMD.
Yeah. So if it's not cancer, it's OCD.
It's everything
If it's
else.
Not cancer, it's got to be social lubricant.
I'm telling you. So I fulfilled up the checklist. I have social anxiety and introversion.
Because the internet is correct.
Exactly.
Right.
Anyways, I'm good at faking it for maybe 2-2.5 hours. After that, I get anxious. I want to get the fuck out of there. But when I have my social lubricant, it eases it up, and then I can continue to stay in said party mode for the rest of the evening.
But you don't. You just say the same shit for 3 hours straight.
But it works. Tell me a time that did not work. It's always worked.
For you, not the people sitting
around. It worked amazing.
Not for the people having to deal with you.
No, because I'm a funny, like, a month
later. Obie Trice, real name, no gimmicks.
Exactly.
Obie Trice, real name, no gimmicks. I don't know. I mean, it relaxes me. Like, when we're doing RassCast, I have a couple beers because I find it just relaxes me and helps me go with the flow.
I don't know. I think
there's a difference between having a couple and getting shit-faced.
What are they saying?
I think
well,
we need
that's
to
it.
Push.
They only did the study where it's just a couple.
We need to push.
Where it works as to the point of where it's an antidepressant and it doesn't.
And it is also a social lubricant.
Yeah.
This message
for some
has been
people.
Brought to you by sociallubricant.com. Lubricate yourself.
One of us ever starts
social
a brewery. That's for
social lubricant.
Social lubricant.
I think it's a great name.
Make it a 4% light beer. All
right, next
you
one.
Can socialize it.
Let's do it.
Next.
Think science could put an end to anger?
Nope. Next.
Drink yourself sober.
Almost everybody loves alcohol, and we all loathe hangovers. We dread them so much that we make a promise to ourselves next time, water, Advil, and maybe a shot of vitamin B before bed.
So,
now,
so this beer has water and Advil in it.
It's called Alcosyn.
Yeah, there's
now, thanks to science, we might not have to worry about hangovers ever again. A new alcohol substitute promises to give all the buzz with none of the headaches. This company will be bigger than Facebook in a week. But will it really work? Can Homer finally go on a consequences-free bender? Will the hangover be a thing of the past? It explains how hangovers work. I think everybody understands.
Yeah, you're missing
water. You basically
water.
Dehydrate your body.
Yeah.
It goes further. Chemists have discovered that certain chemicals arising from alcohol distillation called congeners? Methanol in particular.
Methanol.
Can intensify hangover symptoms. Methanol is a nasty customer in the first place. Blah, 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 blah. Moonshine.
Great if the article is like, blah, 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 moonshine, blah, 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 science, blah, blah, blah.
The 1-2 punch of dehydration and a body desperate to get rid of these chemicals sets off a chain reaction. Yeah, your body's basically trying to expunge the poison that you put in it.
And all the water.
You said expunge. Good for you.
So meet Alcosynth, the booze of your dreams. Until recently, synthetic alcohol didn't have much legitimacy. Enter David Nutt. The guy's name is actually Nutt.
David Nutt.
The British scientist has spent his career studying neuropsychopharmacology.
That was not four words.
It's pharmacology.
No, it's
words.
All one word. It's neuropsychopharmacology.
But you pronounced it like there was four words.
Yeah, that's because I didn't want to fuck up.
Neuropsychopharmacology. Neuropsychopharmacology. Neuropsychopharmacology.
Basically.
Neuropsychopharmacology.
Basically, he studies what happens to your brain when it's on drugs.
Here's an egg.
I see that egg ad now. Yeah. And he claims to have patented over 90 synthetic alcohols. Two of these supposedly have all the benefits of swilling booze with none of the side effects. Sounds cool, right? Nutt is thinking bigger than just your bachelor party, though.
Nutt's getting way bigger.
There are genuine public health concerns around alcohol, especially in his home country of England. Right, Ant? Nutt himself ran a study that found that alcohol was the single most damaging drug for British society.
Did he bust?
And got fired from a prominent government role for actively advocating Britain reconsidering its drugs classification. The CDC in the US has found excessive drinking is responsible for 1 in 10 deaths, people aged from 20 to 64. Long-term heavy drinking can drag mightily on your health, even in the effects... Okay, so... So would you guys try Alcosynth? Get yourself shit-faced, blackout, shit-faced drunk, and see
something
if it works?
Something sounds odd. Like, it's too good to be true.
Nutt says, I am no scam artist. I'm responsible.
I am
responsible
busted.
Scientist.
I ain't busted.
I ain't busted a nut.
And I'm going to do my due diligence.
I ain't busted no
nut.
I don't know. I'd like to stick to just regular...
Busted makes me feel good.
Regular malt... malt and hops and wheat and... water and all the delicious things.
So here's the thing, like, does that then allow you to just drink even more and get, like, fuck up your brain?
It says it gives you the same effect of drinking, but with no hangover.
Yeah, so you have no consequences. So I'm saying you start fucking chugging 150 proof rum and just fucking die.
You might get so fucked up.
Your body can't handle it.
Yeah,
but your brain
this
is telling
could lead
you it's
to
okay.
death. This could be the reverse effect that people will drink too much.
There's no consequence.
They'll get their blood alcohol so high.
If you tell me I can keep on drinking, I have no problems, then...
I won't have an issue tomorrow? I don't have to drink water?
Yeah.
To me, it's too good to be true. Prove it, you know?
Well, it's just a patent right now, and it's not actually out. And right now...
Myth busted.
The date for the worldwide release is 2050.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
It's bullshit.
I'm an idiot.
It's a bullshit. Fuck that guy. Fuck England.
Fuck nuts.
Fuck all David and their nuts.
That's what he is. He's a
fuck nut.
Meanwhile, in much of the world, we're trending away from getting bonged. Millennials prefer exercise to getting loaded and ditching beer bongs and drinking games for enjoying one or two beers with friends instead. Yeah, but fuck millennials.
Bunch of fucking losers.
Millennials.
All right, you guys want to...
goddamn hippies.
Fucking hipsters.
Fumble.
No, millennials and hipsters are two fucking different
Fuck
things.
Both of them.
So,
here we go.
The Andy Anderson Movie Comedy Tournament.
Da, 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 da.
So, this was submitted by AA Andy Anderson from WrestleCast, and I think that's the only podcast that I know.
I had to modify your formatting because it printed on like 8 different sheets, so I had to fit it to one page and then change your colors around because it was printed all fucking black shit.
So, one side is 80s, the other side is 90s with mixed 80s, 90s.
Here we go.
So three-man panel, so this will make things easier.
Yeah.
Which one was better, Back to the Future or Throw Mama from the Train? Back to the Future for me.
Yeah, Future.
There.
Throw Mama from the Train.
You're a lying sack of shit.
Answer. No.
Round two, Major League versus Spaceballs.
Major League.
This is a tough one, actually.
Yeah.
No, Major League.
This is really tough.
I loved Major League, but Spaceballs.
Major League was good.
I gotta do Spaceballs.
I'm a baseball fan, so gotta go Major League.
You know what? Because...
Fuck you, don't.
I'm a Star Wars fan, Spaceballs.
You're an asshole. It's a comedy spoof. The other one's an original.
No, they're not. It's a spoof as well.
Don't worry about it.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation versus
Police Academy.
The original Police Academy.
The original Police Academy.
Yeah, Police Academy.
Fucking solid.
Academy's got it.
Airplane versus Turner and Hooch.
Airplane.
Yeah.
Bar none.
Back to the Future 2 versus Short Circuit.
Ooh. Short fucking circuit.
Short Circuit.
Back to the Future 2.
But Back to the Future 2 is my favorite one.
Wow. Short Circuit.
Or whatever.
Beetlejuice versus the Burbs. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, no,
don't say it.
Don't say it!
Ladies and gentlemen, that just happened. Three adult males in their late 30s or mid 30s.
Late 30. Mid to 37? Mid to late.
He's on the undercard. I'm in the mid card, and you're on the fucking.
You're on the overcard.
Caddyshack versus Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I'm
with Bill and Ted's as well.
I was going to do Caddy.
Oh, fuck. This is a hard one. Ferris Bueller's Day Off versus
Revenge of the Nerds.
I'm doing Bueller's too.
You cocksuckers.
Too classic.
The Cart Breaker.
Oh, Nerds just because of the Darth Vader rape.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't think you'd be going there, but okay.
Princess Bride versus Twins. Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
16 Candles versus Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck.
Oh, that was a classic.
16 Candles.
Andy, man, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. The first Naked Gun versus Weird Science.
Weird Science.
Naked Gun.
Weird Science. I lost.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Who Framed Roger
Rabbit? Roger Rabbit.
Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee. Fuck you.
All right.
You know what the knife is? You don't make any money. Fuck you.
Goonies versus Three Amigos.
Goonies.
Three Amigos.
Close. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Goonies. Trading Places versus The Great Outdoors.
I don't remember.
I like Trading Places though.
What was that one?
Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, they like
one was black,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
One was black, one was
black
white.
Poor, one was right, white and rich.
One was right, and one was black.
I just had to come back to the black.
I'm taking Outdoors.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same. I got to go with The Great Outdoors as well.
Outdoors.
Wow. Trading Place.
Big versus Adventures in Babysitting. Big.
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 Breakfast Club versus Spies Like Us.
Breakfast.
Spies.
Breakfast.
Ah!
Goodbye, Spies.
All right.
Big Lebowski, don't worry about it.
Lebowski versus
Lebowski.
Madison.
That's how we got
Billy
White
Madison?
Russians.
Big
Come
Lebowski
on,
versus Billy Madison.
Fuck. That's my favorite drink
one
of all
vote
time.
For Big Lebowski.
My favorite drink of all time is where I got it.
I'm taking Billy Madison.
It really brought the room together, though.
Oh, fuck. This is a tough
You're
one.
Out of your element, C-Money. You're out of your element, C-Money.
Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah!
You
Billy Madison!
That's
You're telling
close.
me Big Lebowski jumps in the first round. It's like my second favorite movie of all time.
And he submitted his number all right, one.
All right, we'll bring it back. Big Lebowski.
Thank you.
I did that just to piss him off.
All right. Tommy Boy versus Maverick. Tommy Boy.
Hey, Heavy. Maverick.
Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Dazed and Confused versus Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Ace Ventura.
Alrighty then.
Office Space versus...
Office Space.
Versus Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you to go on to the next one.
You're going
to
have to come on Saturday.
All right, so I took Beavis and Butthead to America, so that advances now.
You're going to have to go by yourself.
So South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut versus Robin Hood.
South Park.
We're men in tights. We walk around the forest looking for fights. We're men, manly men. But I'm actually taking South Park. I love that. I love men.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
It doesn't matter. We already chose South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
America. Yeah, it's over.
Rush Hour.
American Pie versus Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
Oh, fuck. I was taking American Pie.
You understand the words?
We're gonna have to go Rush Hour.
All right. Austin Powers versus Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do
Wayne's World.
Groundhog Day versus City Slickers. The joke's done. Shut your mouth. Groundhog Day for me.
Yeah.
I knew it. We just talked about doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but he has social anxiety disorder.
I'm social lubricant right now. I'm fine.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I took Groundhog Day, so it's over.
Okay.
Christmas Story versus Sister Act. Christmas Story.
Hey, Heavy. Sister Act.
But Christmas Story. See my Christmas Story?
Yeah, of course.
Mallrats versus Coming to America.
Ooh.
I'm taking Mallrats.
Mallrats. You lose.
Oh, man. I would have taken Coming to America.
Sorry. Unfortunately, Eddie Murphy is out of the turn.
So I'm changing Billy Madison.
He's going back.
Sorry. You can't do that. It's too late. I didn't say anything.
All right. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles versus Mrs. Doubtfire.
Planes, Trains.
Clueless versus Clerks.
Clerks.
Ghostbusters versus Hot Shots. Ghostbusters.
The Mask.
National Lampoon's Original Vacation versus The Mask.
National Lampoon's.
The first one was so good.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop versus Happy Gilmore. So we know old school's taking Happy Gilmore.
No, I'm actually taking Beverly Hills Cop. It's one of my favorite movies.
No, fuck, no way. I'm doing Happy Gilmore.
Hoppy Gilmore.
I'm talking about beer.
There you go. Happy Gilmore.
I'm taking Gilmore.
Wow, Beverly Hills Cop.
Well done.
And I'm the only guy who voted for the black movie, just saying.
Blues Brothers versus Father of the Bride.
But you smiled when we killed it.
But no, the timing.
You smiled.
I was smiling because I was the only picked it.
And then you said,
it's killed. But I was still smiling from the initial comment.
You were smiling because that was the end of Black Lives Matter.
So, Blues Brothers versus Father of the Bride. I'm taking Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Round two.
Back to the Future versus Spaceballs.
Yeah, we're gonna go back.
I'm taking Back to the Future.
Yeah,
I would have said Spaceballs personally.
Coming on Saturday.
Police Academy versus Airplane.
Airplane. Yeah.
Police Academy.
Hit the fan.
Yeah.
Police Academy for me.
Yeah.
You got the tire.
Police Academy. Bye bye. Sorry.
Short Circuit versus Beetlejuice.
Short Circuit.
Johnny Five.
Short Circuit.
Johnny Five, still alive. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure versus Revenge of the Nerds.
Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted's going all the way.
Princess Bride versus Uncle Buck. I'm taking Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
I think that might go all the way.
Yeah, it might.
I'll tell you what's going to go all the way.
The Big Lebowski.
No.
Naked Gun versus Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Rabbit.
This side is strong. The East Coast is strong.
Goonies versus The Great Outdoors.
Goonies.
Big versus Breakfast Club.
Big Club.
Who cares? This is a jobber.
Taking Big.
Big.
Sure.
Big. Shout out to you, Big, if you actually listen. Lebowski versus Tommy Boy.
Lebowski. Sorry, Heavy. You fucker.
Tommy Boy.
Oh, come on. Fuck you, Heavy. You high-fived me. It's a fucking movie draft. You didn't win anything, idiot.
It's a fuck you to you. That's what it is.
That's what he won.
Ace Ventura versus Office Space.
Office Space.
Ah, I was going to take Ace. South Park versus Rush Hour.
Rush Hour.
South Park.
No, Rush Hour.
Fuck that.
South Park is done in every fucking week.
Wait.
Down to South Park, I'm going to have us up time. Going down South Park, and there's a friend of mine.
Gonna leave my boots behind. Wayne's World versus Groundhog Day. Wayne's World! Wayne's World!
Downtime! Excellent! Swing by, it's over.
Wayne's World. You got two votes. Christmas Story versus Mallrats.
Hey, Heavy. Mallrats. Fuck you, Christmas Story.
Christmas Story.
Fuck your house. Fuck your house in Ohio. Fuck it. Fuck you. Fucking bullshit.
Mallrats is one of my favorite
movies
of all time.
Fuck Ohio. Fucking garbage.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles versus Clerks.
Clerks.
Clerks. Planes, Trains, and Clerks.
Ghostbusters versus National Lampoon's
Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? Not National Lampoon.
Happy Gilmore versus Blues Brothers.
Happy. Blue Brothers.
Bruise Brothers.
Happy.
You know,
happy.
Just to fuck you over, I'm not, it doesn't matter, so I'm not going to say.
That's
happy. You already voted.
I had the whole thing on.
I got fucked.
Back to the Future versus
the future.
Police Academy.
Ooh, back.
Back.
Going back in time.
Short Circuit versus Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah, Bill's got to take that one. Maybe Ted.
Or both.
Princess Bride versus...
This is going to be the worst one.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Ooh. Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Goonies versus...
Goonies.
Goonie Goo Goo.
Goonies versus
Big. Goonie Goo Goo.
Goonies.
Goonie Goo.
The next round is going to be stupid. Watch.
We got... Tommy Boy versus Office Space.
Wow.
Office Space.
Office Space. Bye. Sorry, Heavy.
Office Space.
It keeps attacking Carp. That's great. Guinness hates you, Carp.
We got Rush Hour versus Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
Yep.
Body time. Excellent.
We got Mallrats versus Clerks.
Ooh.
I'm taking Mallrats. Wow. I love Mallrats so much.
Clerks. Clerks.
Ah, fuckers. 2-1. Clerks. Ghostbusters versus Happy Gilmore.
Ghostbusters.
Gilmore.
Really? Over Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters. He won.
I was going to take Gilmore.
That one's too much of a classic.
All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Back to the Future versus Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, I agree.
Back to the Future.
This is the one that... This is going to be...
Goonies. Princess Bride versus Goonies.
I have to say Goonies. I have to say Goonies.
Princess Bride.
Goonies. It was the first one.
That was... Yeah. That one was too tough, though.
All right.
That one hurt to say. I love Princess Bride. That was such a fucking...
Office fun. Space versus Wayne's World. I'm taking Wayne's World.
Office Space. I'm leaving it to see money.
Oh, God. Yeah, Office Space.
Office Space. And finally, Clerks versus Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
I still gotta stick with Ghostbusters. I know it's not the popular one, but I gotta stick with Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. All right. So in the Eastern only 80s brackets, we'll call it, we got Back to the Future versus Goonies.
Back to the Future.
I'm going with Goonies.
I'm taking Goonies.
The truffle shuffle, man.
Yeah. Ghostbusters in the West Coast.
This is going to be the worst final
Ghostbusters
ever.
Versus Office Space.
I'm going Ghostbusters because I struggled getting Office Space in there in the last one. I have to go Ghostbusters. We're talking classic 80s and 90s movies. I mean, it's to you guys, but...
Office Space.
Ghostbusters.
This is the one I don't know what to do. Goonies versus Ghostbusters.
The finals! Ghostbusters versus Goonies.
The most...
Ghostbusters, according to AA Andy Anderson, is a third seed in the mixed 80s-90s division, whereas the Goonies...
Boo-boost.
...is a third seed in the...
3 versus 3.
80s...
That's a good sign. That means
I know what I'm picking, so I'll leave it to you guys. Ghostbusters. Carp, you pick next.
Yeah, I got my pick.
Goonies.
Ooh. The whole draft is up to C money.
I can't help it. Well.
Oh, he's got it on his phone. Look at this guy. Ghostbusters! No? Oh, Carp's mother. Okay.
So, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
The winner
of Ghostbusters
the
is the winner of
32 movies.
80s versus 90s movies, comedy type
movies.
Was
it 64
movies?
It was 32. I think it's 64. Yeah, 64 movies.
16, 16,
16, 16. 64? 64. 64. And 64, yeah, it's 16 plus 16.
With time running short, I guess.
Close the show, close final thoughts. See money.
Close final thoughts. See money.
See money.
To the listeners, we gave you the opportunity to hook us up with something.
And only one of you.
One of you stepped up. I'm calling you a bunch of chicken shit cowards.
Well, Heavyset stepped up last time, too, though.
But here's the thing.
So everybody else
Heavyset
sucks.
Heavyset was a real listener, and he cared.
Yeah.
He would contribute every show.
He's the jobber of listeners.
He is the Christmas story of listeners.
He is the Val Venus of listeners.
All right.
Sunday night
I
eat.
Mean, guys, we can talk about fucking anything. Who cares? Just submit
yes,
an article.
You would fuck anything. It's true.
Any Merry Fuck Kills, any tournaments, just...
We love tournaments. Give us tournaments.
You don't need
make
to call in. Just write an email and be like, whatever.
Tournaments.
I'm tempted to set up a Google Voice number.
Yeah.
Do it.
Maybe try and get things.
And we'll do tournaments.
People, do it. Do
yeah,
it.
And you submit either another movie tournament, any...
Heavy set.
An Iowa potato tournament.
Iowa potato. Fucking one round. Do you like Iowa potatoes
okay.
or Iowa potatoes?
Andy, I'm challenging you to make a potato tournament. All okay, 32 different types of potatoes.
Red versus yellow, white versus
no, UConn,
whatever.
UConn potatoes against Washington, whatever the fuck.
Freedom fries versus French fries.
AdultMovies.net, buy and carp.
At Killer Carp Diem, at All Beer Inside.
Fresh in your breath.
AllBeerInside at gmail.com.
Yeah, the breath's gotten worse throughout
fresh
the show.
Fresh in your breath.
Take another shot of whiskey.
CFL Easy Picks.
Tech.
And then this evening's outro is by a...
Banaka.
Accelerate your breath.
By a pirate metal band called Ailstorm, and the song is entitled Drink.
But a man has needs, and that need is booze.
that recording? Because I might have.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't turn on backup.
I'm just saying, yeah, you have no idea.
I have no idea it was recording.
Is it supposed to be solid red?
Yeah. I'm just fucking with you. You should see a number there.
Okay, there's, yeah.
Yeah, so shut up.
1947, 48, 49.
You should have to stick your head down. You should not, Kevin.
Fuck Tempo Trek. Tempo Trek, congratulations on the kids. You're not going to listen, but go fuck yourself.
Yeah, he ain't going to listen.
He has one kid, by the way, not kids.
Well, one kid that he knows of.
What is that, Carp?
Luttred.
Sure.
You want Guinness? I have Guinness.
No, I have Dos Equis.
Hey, you still have leftover beer, right?
I just want to try this.
The Das Boot!
Oh, really?
Das Boot.
It's a mini Das Boot.
1 second. That's a nice boot.
I've got a 2 liter and a 1 liter at home, so don't even challenge me.
This is a boot.
I'll still remember that was that boot can.
Yeah. You know what? It's a little dusty, but I think I'm going to use it.
Why not?
Oh, we should check out.
You should wash the shit out of that, though.
Yeah, I know.
I just looked at it. It's like, is that...
Well, first of all, you're leaving it standing up so the dust is going to go in it no matter what. When you clean it, you should have it upside down. So things can't get in it. You done?
Yeah.
I'll wash it and have it ready for next episode.
All right, so see you next episode. You're on here.
No problem.
Jesus Christ. I just wasted $30 for ass. I could have shit and fucking me. Cost me nothing. Yeah.
You could have just had Carp stay over and breathe in your face.
You guys.
Hey, can I try your beer?
I'm smelling it here too. It's you. It's definitely.
It's a Kolsch.
Kolsch.
Oh, I'm gonna smell
oh,
you.
Oh, look. Okay. Yeah,
you can smell
it. I'm just gonna smell you, okay?
What's going on? Show me in the doll where he's touching
talk,
you.
Talk.
I don't want it. It's scary.
Yeah, it's your breath.
I didn't brush my teeth after supper, so maybe it was.
I don't think you brushed your teeth this month.
Fuck you, the amount of money that's been spent on these teeth. I have to brush them at least twice a day. In the morning and before I go to bed.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. He brushes his teeth. Legs?
Yeah, you get a wooden leg. What do you care?
So did you
get a wooden leg? I'd fuck a wooden leg.
You'd fuck a wooden
leg? I wouldn't fuck the leg.
What are you, a woodpecker?
No, I wouldn't fuck the leg. You know what I'm saying. I'd fuck the wooden leg.
So she's wrapping her legs.
Okay, so here.
And you get a fucking broom handle in yours.
Well, you get a couple splinters. It's okay.
So guys, so.
Lateral damage.
This was a discussion on Cerebral Satire a while. Like, Chris thinks he's more attractive to people who are in a wheelchair. So let's say he was thinking a supermodel gets paralyzed.
What, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, he used to be called Devil Fang.
The guy
now he's called Chris.
Yeah, he's a dick.
So he says he's convinced that if a chick is paralyzed from waist down or whatever, that he goes from a 5, and I've seen this man, he's less than a 5,
ooh,
to an 8.
Oh, the low blow. Ooh, I just called him a dick. You called him an ugly piece of shit.
Hey, Ant calls him an ugly piece of shit all the time. Somebody else can call him a piece of shit.
I haven't seen him. I can't rate him. But, yeah. I don't rate dudes either.
I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck are
you I'd say no. Like, if she's super hot then, just because she can't move her legs anymore, doesn't mean she's going to lower her fucking standards.
I think she will. I think crippled will lower the standards.
Are you saying she's rapeable?
I think that's what he meant. In the end?
That's
wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not condone the...
condone!
We do not condone!
We do not condone! This conversation has not been condoned.
Yes!
Alright, so it gets cut out of the podcast.
Live to tape.
Live
to tape, ladies and gentlemen.
Alright. So, one of the articles I want to speak about.
You're smelling the shit now, right? Because he's talking right in your fucking direction.
Yep, I got a big
whiff of shit. So at least we figured it out. It's the breath.
Yes. Baltimore.
Well, does alcohol kill bad breath?
Not necessarily.
Not beer.
No?
He has to have, like, actually, where's your booze? You got no fucking real booze.
Oh, maybe you should take a swig of rum. Would that work?
Yeah.
Hey,
you got whiskey?
Yeah, I got rum. Take a swig of rum.
Where's
it? In the fridge.
Oh.
Help us help you, man.
Yeah.
The fridge, not the freezer.
Well,
idiot.
Some people keep it in the freezer and they say fridge.
What? Hold on. It's in the fridge.
Yeah, but maybe somebody says fridge and
I think you meant
the
freezer.
Fridge itself.
I think I meant
the freezer
that.
Is the top part of the fridge.
Wouldn't I have said the freezer?
It's like retard Elvis.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, smell like shit. Can't take a swing and run. Guess my hook smells like shit.
Oh, not anything you drank is dead.
Take a water chaser.
No, don't chase it. Let the shit come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Let it burn for a minute.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
See, that smells like rum. That's wine.
It does smell like rum.
It smells like a Jamaican fucking... you're good?
Because rum is Jamaican.
Oh.
You gonna barf?
Nope. It went down the wrong part.
Ooh.
Go to the bathroom.
No.
It's you, good.
I need a second. I haven't drank straight alcohol in a long time.
You're like having a fucking heart attack.
Dude, you're taking a bad...
I've been having acid reflux problems recently, so...
Well, at least we don't have bad breath.
Because of age. So,
fuck, it's acid reflux.
All right.
You all right,
then?
I'm getting all flustered. I feel like I'm getting red.
I thought you said I feel like I'm getting raped.
No.
That's what I said. I'm all flustered.
No, but it's good. That smells like alcohol. It's as well.
All right.
Shit, there we go.
So the
home remedy... sorry to cut you off again. The home remedy for bad breath... Carp's making a stabbing motion.
No, I was...
The home remedy for bad breath, drink rum.
All right.
What was that about Jamaicans?
I did not say Jamaican.
You meant Jamaicans have bad breath. That's what you meant to say.
Wow. I see where this is going.
I did not even bring up the name Jamaican. I have no idea where you brought that.
All right.
We have this on
live tape. We do live to tape.
What he does is he edits
we'll
it before
we'll
he
find
sends
out.
It to me.
No, I don't. I can't.
Multiple times.
No, from the machine. It is... Oh, view only. I can only make a read only copy.
View only. It's a fucking recording. How do you
You're
see
such
anything?
A lying sack of shit.
Oh, let me view this fucking tape.
Let me view this file in Audacity, which edits.
What sucks with is he's got such a good bullshit filter that every time I try to put
C-money,
he always catches our.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
So C-money. C-Money always catches me on my bullshit. Whether I'm driving to Timmins, or I'm checking
driving to Timmins, which is north, but
soundtrack.
Toronto is south.
Come view this soundtrack.
Fuck, I hate hanging out with him, because he always catches me on my bullshit.
You could be worse.
Hanging out with me.
You could have Morton level bullshit on a regular basis.
Oh god, that
like
god.
At the pay per view.
I had lunch from the other day.
Oh, that pay per view this week was a little rough.
Brutal.
I almost told him to shut up.
Oh, it was bad. It was like I haven't seen him in 6 months, so it was like you know, you forget. Like, he's a good guy, you forget like the bullshit, and then he starts talking, you're like, oh fuck, why are you talking?
You just got country bullshit now, so it's even worse.
Oh yeah, it's bad.
At least where he lives, there's some really good beer out of there from those. Do it, I'll cut it out.
It's like fucking beer. Who cares? People are burping, calling you fucking shit.
Hey, calling me shit, man.
Keep it
in,
who cares?
Dude, don't have sound of beer opening on the AVI podcast. That's fucking stupid. Stop scratching your face.
It's the beard.
I think he's got... What's the thing where you... Like, you're very jittery and you're scratching your face. Is that meth?
Cocaine.
Cocaine? Yeah. No, he doesn't have the Trump sniffles.
I'm actually hyperactive.
Oh, that's self-diagnosed? Did you go and whip it again? Why don't you go see a fucking psychologist,
I've
man?
I've actually been to the U.S.
hospital
as a child.
Accelerate your breath.
I'll do it.
Cut it there.
Cocksuckers. I'm going to murder you.